Hello and welcome to Charles in Charge, all the way from Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. We are in the midst of an apocalypse, aren't we? And not everyone realizes that. And it is the tearing apart of families, societies, economies. And we have to ask ourselves, as I often did at the beginning of all this, why would they allow the world's most livable city, Melbourne, Victoria, Australia, to be decimated, ruined, forever changed, not capable of sustaining the millions of people who live here? Well, because the plan was that it wouldn't need to. And it's a very dark and diabolical plan for those of us who are red-pilled and awake and know. The dangers coming for us are ever increasing. They know that, and we don't. We don't, because what we desperately, desperately want, humanity, humans, good people, us, the right side of history, is for our lives to go back to normal, for our lives to go back to what it was before. But unfortunately, our lives are not going to go back to what they were before. Because what these evil satanic globalists have done is place a plague, an immune system plague, inside billions of people on this planet. The gravity of what they've done is almost inconceivable, and the gravity of what they will continue to do in the name of really disgusting, in the name of public health. I know many of you do believe that because they've managed to weaponize social media, bots on social media, trolls on social media, and yes, there are many, many humans helping this evil cabal destroy humanity, and I will not ask that God has mercy on their soul, because they are now worshippers of Satan. Anyone doing this, anyone pushing this, even the medical profession, doctors, nurses who can now, after the fact, initially I could have forgiven them for believing in this and believing what they were told, but now all evidence is to the contrary. And what's also happening is, theologically, religion is separating. We know that the head of the Catholic Church is one of them. That's always been suspected for years. We all know the stories of child molestation and child abuse within the Catholic Church. That clearly stems from evil and not good. However, there are many good members of the faith. And there is a brother, Bugnolo, who has a website, a radio station, a television channel, who speaks to people about the evil that he feels is descending upon the earth. This is an extraordinarily important message. It is given with such clarity that I feel I must share it in its original form. As I've said many times throughout my life, I would have considered myself to be an atheist. However, at this point, and I've said for a while, what is happening here is biblical. We cannot deny that what is happening here is biblical. This is an evil, satanic plan to destroy humanity. And I'd like you to have a listen to this short message from Brother Bugnolo on what's happening and what we're facing right now and for the rest of our future.
Welcome to From Rome Info Video. My name is Brother Alexis Spaniello, and I am the publisher and editor of FromRome.info, an electronic journal for information and commentary about news from the Catholic Church, the Vatican, Rome, and Italy. I hate to say that I was right. No, I was right not because I'm a world expert, but because I read attentively reliable sources of news. And I hate the fact that I am right, because it means 2 billion people 2 to 3 billion people are going to be dead within the next 12 months or so. The information on what's really in the vax is now come out. Doctors, experts around the world have opened up vials, examined the contents, and found the unbelievably diabolic things that are in these serums. What I said back in June in my video, when the flu season comes, chaos will break out, it's turned out to be right on point, because according to the studies of the British government, those who are getting the death vax are losing percentages of their immunity week by week, so that by March of 2022, those who have been death vaxxed in the spring of 2021 will have lost all their immunity, which means they could die of a any kind of flu or cold or sneeze. They will be equivalent to people who have AIDS, not because they have HIV, but because they have their immune system has been destroyed. But what is more horrible than that they will most of them will die, is that this is being done for a very malign reason, not just to kill them, not just to reduce the world population, but to select those who will live through it and to suppress their natural immunity so they can be genetically re-engineered while alive by the globalists, using dose after dose of the vaccine and eventually some sort of 5G or cell phone technology. It appears the globalists have been working for some 40 years in intensive medical and biological research without anyone really realizing what they were up to. And they've arrived at a level of technology beyond anything we would ever dream or fear to encounter in a nightmare. They basically want to totally re-engineer biologically the human being, and they want to exterminate the natural human beings. And now we can see what the real meaning of the New World Order is. It isn't just super wealthy owning everything that's not human. The New World Order is to take the resource, take humanity itself and make it a natural resource in the sense of making it an object of economic activity. This is way beyond slavery, but they want to make human beings properties, laboratories, factories. Your own body will be used for what they want it to be used for, whether it's sex, creating medicines, being their slave, growing organ parts for their children. You personally, not just your tissues in a laboratory, but you personally will be their property, their slave, their robot, their organ harvesting plant. They're looking at fabulous amounts of wealth because they will not be so much interested in farming the fields with potatoes and corns. They'll be farming you. And they'll be able to change your genetics at will on a daily basis. And this is the objective they have. Now, most people will not live through this experiment. Most of the 3 billion who've taken this, it's obviously going to die. And the people who... whether you've gotten one dose of the real vaccine or you get seven doses, you're most likely dead. You're walking dead. It's only a matter of time, you will be dead. And if you only got the placebo and you don't take any more, you're still in the game. And if you haven't taken the vax, you're an intelligent person, you're the last refuge of humanity. You are one of the few who will carry on the human race until the end of time. The death vaxxed will not be able to have human children. Their children will be genetically modified and able to be controlled. So we are at a great parting here. Humanity goes in one direction, the way it's always been by God's will and design. And those who allow themselves to be fooled by the globalists have been eternally imprisoned already biologically. I don't see from the number of evil things that are in this that it's possible to save someone. Now, you're going to need like dozens of medicines. There's the hydras who are genetically modified so they can live in your blood and in your lymph fluids and meld with your cells and change your genes. And they'll just go on multiplying until, unless someone can figure out a medicine that will kill hydras in your bloodstream without killing you. And this is why the graphene oxide's in there, because these hydras in the presence of graphene oxide multiply enormously. Then you have the fact that this thing turns off your natural gene that suppresses cancer. So cancer is going to start growing all over the place. It turns off certain genes that your body uses to protect itself from being genetically modified. And there's all kinds of other technologies in there, gold nanobots and things like that, to aid in the genetic re-engineering of those who've been vaccinated. So the globalists, yes, will kill 2 or 3 billion, but they're actually not, that's not only their objective. They want to kill off the people who don't, are not compatible with their new technology. But the New World Order now means that humanity is the new economic frontier. They have abandoned all human morality and any religion you might be. And they now look at you as something lower than a milk cow, because at least a milk cow, you want the genes to be nice and good and healthy so that you get nice, healthy milk. But these people don't even want that. They want you to be their genetically engineered robot or not. They don't want you to exist anymore. So this is beyond any measure of psychopathy in any novel ever written that I know of. And this is so malign and so intelligent and so well planned and so controlled that I think everyone, believe it or not, has to recognize that Satan is behind this. An extremely evil spirit is behind this. Someone who hates the world as it is, who hates creation as it is, and not only wants to own things in creation, which is the old manner of possession that the globalists use to get their power, but they now want to take possession and control in its very essence living things and weld them to their will, bend them to their will, and to destroy what exists naturally so that they can reign as gods on earth. And just watching the videos I've published at From Rome this week, the last week of October, you can get all this information. But we've clearly moved from reality into a twilight zone. This is no joke now, no metaphor. We are in Armageddon. This is the apocalyptic battle that St. John the Apostle wrote about in the book of Revelations, the last book of the Bible. And because this is way beyond any norm. I mean, this level of wickedness makes Hitler look like a saint. This looks Mao Zedong and Pol Pot look honest. And I say that with a certain sort of rhetorical flourish because they were horrible murderers and very wicked men, but this is way beyond that. This is taking evil to a level that we have never seen in the history of humanity, that no human mind would have ever contemplated. That's why I say this is clearly from Satan. These globalists must have satanic priests somewhere, or some cult somewhere, or someone who's possessed by demons who are giving them instructions. I can't see how they would, how you could humanly come up with such a project and contemplate it and then execute it, and it's beyond anything. So I hate to say that I was right, and I said that people would start dying and they might be dead in 1 year, 3 years, or 5 years, 10 years. It looks more like now that if they all lose their immune systems by March, they're going to start dying very quickly. That means your healthcare systems are going to be completely fail. All the professionals who've taken the death vax will die. You won't be not only get things in your supermarket, your pharmacies will not be restocked. They're going to start being long lines at the pharmacies as people start clearing out all the medicines, because as they start getting sick from everything, they're going to try to stay alive by any medicine possible. And that means you, who are not vaxxed, you're going to be like put on the last list if anything. There's been a lot of talk about us who are not vaxxed being put in concentration camps, but I think that's more less likely to be the case, because the vaxxed will be dead before they'll be able to execute. It's not like they're going to use unvaxxed people to put unvaxxed in concentration camps. They would use vaxxed people, and these people only have about another 6 months, maybe 12 months to live. And all you who are not vaxxed have to do is cough on them, and they're going to drop dead within a week because they don't have an immune system. So our position, who are those of us who are not vaxxed, is much stronger. I'd have to say now I'm a bit more confident because this death vax is going to be so horrible for most of them. However, those who are death vaxxed and decide to give their loyalty over to the globalists are going to become extremists, because they're going to realize that unless they serve the globalists totally, they won't get their added boosters of immunity. And so we are at a great party now. Humanity goes one way. The death vax go another. And I think once people realize what's going on, we're going to see a lot more civil strife. Considering that these death vaxes have genetically modified hydras in them that can seep through fluids. I don't know if they can come out of your lymph fluid and your blood into your sweat or your saliva or other fluids of that sort. I would strongly recommend not touching anyone who's vaxxed, not having any physical contact with them, and if you're, I would strongly suggest you stop living in a house with them, because you could pick up their saliva from a fork, a knife, a cup, and who knows what the result would be. It'd probably be your death. And so exercise extreme caution, and try to do what you can to accept psychologically what's now going to happen, because it's much worse than I thought back in June when I made my first world famous video. And we're going to have to survive. We who are not vaxxed now have a great responsibility. I don't think we can save all the vaxxed. There's a lot of doctors out there who think we could get a lot of enough medicines, but I don't think any medical industry is sufficient to produce enough medicines to save 3 billion people of the multiple problems that are caused by this. These death vaccines don't cause one problem. They're causing dozens of problems. But we who are not vaxxed have to live. We have to survive. Those of you who are married or marriageable, you need to have children, because humanity itself is now at an existential threat. And I think the governments that are pushing this are going to start collapsing. I don't see how the globalists plan to maintain control while all their allies die. As I've said many times before, you not only have to flee to the countryside and arm yourself, you need to start making friendships with other people who are not vaxxed, and be prepared to take over the civil control of your local area, because it's going to go down quick now. I think we're on a roller coaster ride, and we're on that steep. And now to Christmas may be the last months of normality in the West. And nations like in Africa, who are smart enough not to start vaccinating people, they're going to end up the ones that outlive this. Whereas foolish nations like Ireland and Scandinavia, who have 90% vaccination, they will be annihilated. Various nations will be annihilated, said Our Lady at La Salette, at Fatima. And people didn't heed it. And if you are associating with clergy who are pushing the vax, I strongly recommend you stop going to their churches. All you have to do is get a little of that vaxxed saliva on the host, and don't expect Christ is going to protect you from infection, because you won't separate from the wicked. He's told us throughout Scripture that at the end of times we must separate from the wicked. We must leave Babylon. And if you think Bergoglio is the head of the church, you're blaspheming God. And now this is something you have to do for your own safety. This is not just a religious duty, it's also a biologic duty. You can't live with people who are vaxxed. You're going to end up with your health destroyed, because these things are going to start oozing out of them. And I hate to say it, because it's the consequences of what this death vax does is going to destroy a lot of human society. Husbands are going to have to leave their wives and children, their parents. And if you are a death vax, don't kiss your kids. You're going to spread all that to them. And even if they're not death vax, they'll end up dying. So you are a walking bag of horrible technological and infectious agents. And I hate to say it, but this is what the globalists have done to you. And this is what you've done to yourself by taking that thing. And don't blame us for being prejudiced. I mean, this is a plague now. What's in the vax is the plague of plagues. Because it's not something that just kills you, it destroys humanity and could end up destroying all of humanity if it spreads to the whole world. So I sure hope that these genetically modified hydras can't spread from person to person. But I would, until the doctors come out, the experts come out and tell us seriously what we have to fear from this, we should exercise extreme caution. Extreme caution. Treat these people as if they're carrying the most dangerous and horrible plague. And this also makes it difficult for us who go to the stores and buy things. You're buying vegetables and fruits from people who are death vaxxed. They've touched it with their hands. Don't eat any raw vegetables, would be my advice. So start thinking of all the consequences. They're horrible. And if you don't recognize that this new reality, you will be dead.
So that was an extraordinary commentary from Brother Bagnolo in Rome. And he put things very simply, but it makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? Because he's right, everyone that works in the supermarkets is required to be vaccinated. Everyone that works in healthcare is required to be vaccinated. Every area of our life that we touch or need as humans is required to be vaccinated. And if you're not shocked or questioning by now, and I understand if you are vaccinated, it might be terrifying to do so. But if you're not concerned about the now multiple times a day we are seeing press stories that say things like died of a mystery illness, teenage girl has heart attack on soccer pitch, doctors scrambling to find out why, it's become a bit of a joke with regard to the media. We clearly don't have a media anymore. The media must know that they have no future, that they will have no respect with regard to us, because the New World Order doesn't require a media. If you think about what the media is and was, a window for the people into things happening internationally or within government or society that you may not get without technology, that you may not get without news organisations, well, they simply don't want that anymore. They want to cut off your access to information. This is why we get horribly censored on social media. I'm still sitting on a 7-day Twitter ban. And usually when you get a 7-day Twitter ban, it's followed quite rapidly afterwards by a complete shutdown and a complete ban. And then people have to go away and open new accounts. Because someone like me, and not just me, many, many others are posting the truth, are sending out warnings, are looking rationally at the evidence and realizing that When you add it all up, it only comes to one horrifying conclusion, the same horrifying conclusion that Brother Bagnolo has just described to you. And he's right in the sense that it doesn't matter whether you are religious or not. This is clearly evil. This is clearly satanic. You only have to look at the simple fact that people who won't destroy their own health with this vaccine are now not allowed to go to work. In any normal, decent, good society with faith, no one would do that to anyone. If anyone was prepared to work hard for what they had, they would be allowed to work. I'm not sure if the people organising this realise, but by doing that, they are actually protecting the unvaccinated. I don't know if many of you have thought about that, but by not allowing us to work, they are actually protecting the unvaccinated. So that's a bit of a conundrum for me, because are they angered that we won't take part in this and become their slaves? Or are they protecting a small number, the unvaccinated? It's an interesting one, because if they wanted our absolute demise, you'd simply let us go to work. You'd let us do negative tests and check in and go to work. And then we would be around these heaving bags of illness that the vaccinated are clearly going to become. Any human without an immune system is in trouble. You know, if you think back to the simplicity of stories and movies, if movies are your thing, like The War of the Worlds, you know, aliens come down to this planet. They're all gung-ho. They're destroying everything. Their technology is beyond everything we've ever seen. And they get landed on by birds and insects who transmit the human flu, the common flu, the cold, to these aliens biologically, and these enormous technologically advanced beings collapse and die because we've earned our human immunity over millions of years of existing on this planet, slowly and painstakingly, season after season, getting the flu, building our immune system. Because the old adage of if it doesn't kill you, it makes you stronger is as true today as it's always been. And these globalists know that. So they've devised a method, lying, telling you it's for health, to help you. An evil concoction, a truly, truly evil concoction that removes that ability, that removes your human immunity to defend yourself from even the smallest thing, from even the tiniest illness, the common cold. And as the brother said, it's likely to be a case if someone merely coughs onto a vaccinated person, they could die. I am already seeing, really worryingly, again, people I know and care about who are not vaccinated, but they are the children of vaccinated people, and they're starting to get viral illnesses. I don't have enough information on shedding, but obviously if these things are now existing in the lymphatic systems, in the bloodstream, in the sweat of the vaccinated, we need to be very careful. It's a sad thing that many people that are vaccinated are either too stupid or they are in denial about what they could possibly be doing and the effect they could possibly be having even on their own children. But for those of us who are awake, who are red-pilled and can see what's going on, we really, really need to stay aware. A friend of mine said that she was disappointed at being turned away from a sushi store because she wasn't vaccinated a couple of days ago. And I said to her, look, I wouldn't be eating raw food from anyone that you know for a fact is vaccinated, because they had to be to work in these restaurants. So steam all your veggies, expose everything to extreme heat, boil them if you have to. Be very careful out there, because I do think there probably is a reason why we're not allowed to work as unvaccinated and not allowed to go into society. We will find out at a later date. As Dale said yesterday, there is potential for this whole thing to be falling down, but I think at this point it doesn't matter, because the devil's work has well and truly been done, and there's no removing it from these human bodies. Please, people, stay safe. This has been Charles in Charge from Melbourne, Victoria, Australia, during what is surely the apocalypse. I will see you next time.